Today we're building a Raga Hoover Stab Drive Lab inside Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make a wild sound in solo, the goal is to make a proper drop weapon for jungle swing drum and bass. So think bigger than cool synth patch, we want something that can answer the drums, hit like an impact, or carry the mid-range identity of the tune without wrecking the low end. That means controlled aggression, good timing, and enough mix discipline that it can survive mastering later. Before we design the sound, set up the context, build a simple 8-bar loop first. Put in a chopped break with some swing, a solid subline, and a snare on 2 and 4. If your break is straight, add groove pull swings somewhere around 55 to 60%, but don't overdo it. The whole point is that the stab needs to live in the same rhythmic language as the drums. This is important because a Raga Hoover stab is not just a tone, it's a rhythmic event. If you design it in isolation, you'll probably make it too clean, too static, or too wide. In DNB, the timing is part of the personality. Now let's build the core sound. You can start with Waveatable or Operator. Waveatable is great if you want movement quickly, and Operator is awesome if you want something sharper and a little more old-school rave. If you're using Waveatable, load a saw or square-based waveform on oscillator 1, then add a second oscillator with a slightly detuned saw. Keep the fine tune subtle, maybe 6 to 12 cents. Use 3 to 5 voices of unison, but keep the amount moderate. You want thickness, not a giant wash. Then set up a low-pass filter with a bit of resonance. Not too much, just enough for the stab to talk. Shape the envelope with a fast attack, a medium decay, low sustain, and a short release. In practical terms, that means the sound should hit immediately, speak for a moment, and then get out of the way. A good starting range is around 0 to 5 milliseconds attack, 250 to 500 milliseconds decay, 0 to 20% sustain, and roughly 60 to 150 milliseconds release. If you want more classic Raga stab energy, shorten the envelope. If you want more Hoover movement, open the filter a little more and let the detune breathe. If you're using Operator instead, think in terms of layered carriers with a bit of pitch movement. You want enough harmonic material for the distortion stage to chew on later. Now add motion. The Hoover feel comes from movement inside the mid-range, not just from EQ or distortion. Try a subtle LFO on Waveatable position, or even a tiny amount of pitch modulation. Keep it restrained. You're not making an effect sound for a trailer. You're building something playable inside a DNB drop. A very small LFO amount on Waveatable position can be enough. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16th if you want the movement to lock into the groove, or let it free run if you want a slightly looser, more unstable feel. A little chorus can also help, but keep it narrow and focused. The dry sound should still feel centered and strong. Next, we build the drive lab. This is where the sound becomes rude. Use a chain like saturator, then overdrive, then EQ8, then maybe drum bus or roar if you want more modern pressure. If you like, finish with a gentle glue compressor just to contour the transients. Start with saturator and add 3 to 8 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on. This gives you density and a little bit of edge without instantly turning the patch into fizz. Then add overdrive. Sweep the frequency until the stab finds a useful nasal zone, often somewhere in the 300 to 900 Hz area. Keep the dry wet fairly low at first, maybe 10 to 35%. The point is to add character, not to make the sound brittle. If you want a heavier modern vibe, roar is great here. Use it lightly and intentionally. Let it add mid-range attitude and controlled aggression. Just don't let it turn the whole thing into a huge blurry cloud. After the distortion, clean it up with EQ8. High pass the stab, so it stays out of the sub lane, usually somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz depending on the patch. Then look for ugly buildup in the 250 to 450 Hz region, and trim that if it's clouding the drums. If the top gets spitty or painful, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. A big teacher note here, if the sound loses punch after distortion, don't just keep turning the drive up, rebalance the stages. In drum and bass, saturation should make the sound denser and more authoritative, not just louder and nastier for its own sake. Once the synth feels good, resample it. This is a huge move. Record the stab to audio, then chop it into a fresh clip or load it into Simpler. This gives you control over the tails, the rhythm, and the exact character of each hit. Resampling is where the patch stops being a generic synth and starts becoming a real DNB tool. You can reverse certain hits, shorten tails, duplicate one stab and detune it slightly, or treat the result like a tonal drum hit. That's very jungle. Sound design becomes percussion. Now lock it into the swing. Put the resampled stab into a clip and place the hit so they breathe with the breakbeat. You can hit slightly ahead of the snare for urgency, or slightly behind the kick for weight. Offbeats are great for that ragga bounce, and little answer phrases after the main drum idea make the whole thing feel conversational. A strong approach is to extract the groove from the break and apply a smaller amount to the stab, maybe 20 to 40% groove strength. That way the stab belongs to the same world, but it still has its own personality. Think in sections. For example, in an 8-bar drop, you might start sparse for the first 2 bars, then add a response hit on the end of 2 and a stab on beat 4. Later, bring in a ghost stab before the snare. Then end the phrase with a reverse stab or a short stutter that leads into the next section. That's the big jungle lesson here. Swing is not just timing, it's arrangement energy. The break pushes the tune forward, and the stab either reinforces that momentum or leans against it to create tension. Now let's talk stereo, because ragga hoovers can get huge very fast. That's exciting in solo, but it can wreck the mix if you're not careful. Use utility to keep the core focused. In general, anything below around 150 to 200 Hz should stay effectively mono. Let the upper harmonics spread if you want, but keep the body of the sound centered. If you're using chorus or delay, let those effects live around the dry center rather than replacing it. That way you get width without losing punch. In mastering aware DNB, a stable center is worth way more than a giant blurry stereo cloud. Now add some arrangement movement. Use automation on filter cutoff, drive, delay send, reverb send, or sample start if you're working in simpler. A really effective move is to keep the stab dry and direct for most of the drop, then throw a short echo on the last hit of every 4 bars. Another strong move is to open the filter just a bit before switch up, then slam it shut again after the peak. If you use echo or hybrid reverb, filter the repeats. High pass the delay so it doesn't muddy the low mids, and low pass it so it doesn't fight the snare or the break. This keeps the tension clean instead of messy. Now, because this is a mastering-focused lesson, think about bus control early. Route the stab to a music, bus, or mid-range FX group and keep an eye on the peaks. A little glue compressor can help, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to keep the hits consistent without killing the transient. Always ask yourself, is this sound clipping the bus when the drums hit? Is it making the master over it act in the 200 to 500 Hz zone? Does it still work in mono? Those are the questions that keep the tune loud later without turning the mix into a fight. If the stab disappears in mono, simplify the stereo layers. If it gets hollow, bring the center back. Clean low mids and solid transient shape matter more than huge size when you're trying to get a master-ready DNB track. Let's finish by making it feel like a real tune, not just a loop. Build a 16-bar idea. Start with the groove and no full stab. Bring the stab in sparsely around bars 5 to 8. Then let it fully answer the break and snare in bars 9 to 12. For the final 4 bars, reduce the note density and save one fill or turnaround for the transition. One of the best arrangement tricks is to let the stab answer the drum fill instead of just playing non-stop. Silence before a key hit is powerful. A single gap can make the next stab feel enormous. If you want to go further, build 3 versions of the sound. A tight drop version, a dirtier response version, and a transition version with reverses or delay throws. Keep them related so they feel like part of the same family, but let each one serve a different function in the arrangement. The big takeaway is this: design the ragga hoover stab as a rhythmic, mastered ready element, not just a synth patch. Build the tone, shape the movement, drive it in stages, resample it, lock it to jungle swing, and keep the stereo and low mids under control. If you get that balance right, the sound will hit with that real jungled modern DNB energy. Rude, swung, heavy, and mixable. That's the sweet spot.